from the Irving Levin Performance Hall. This is Thursdays at 3. Welcome. Can you tell we've got some saxophones on today's show? The Portland Saxophone Ensemble is making its Thursdays at 3 debut today, and they've brought 12 saxophones with them today. The second half of the show features vocalist and storyteller Luigi Boccia and pianist David Safford to perform songs about change. We've got some really great music and fun conversation ahead, so I am glad you are here today for Thursdays at 3. Our theme by Ernest Bloch was performed by a quartet from the Portland Saxophone Ensemble, arranged by Shane Valley, who also is the de facto leader and I was going to say founder of the Portland Saxophone Ensemble, but you deferred a little bit about that earlier today.
Yeah, our founder, Dr. Sean Fredenberg, founded us in 2018, and at the time he was the professor of saxophone at Portland State University, and he brought us together kind of as a place for professionals to interact with sort of rising college students so they can kind of mentor one another. The college students could learn from one another or learn from the professionals. And the pandemic sort of changed the composition and the mission a little bit, but we still have students here, we still have professionals here, and we're here to share great music.
Is the ensemble, does it max out at 12, or do you get even larger than that sometimes?
12 is probably our high watermark. Beyond it, it gets very big, very big, hard to schedule. This size, it still has that intimacy, but yeah. 12 is big enough that when we're all playing, you really really fill whatever space that you're in.
Oh, I tell you, during sound check, I was feeling it, especially the lowest saxophone that you brought, which we'll talk about a little bit later after the first piece of music, which was written by you,
yes.
Shane Valley. Can you tell us a little bit about the piece and the movement that we're about to hear?
Yeah, so the piece is titled Morning Comes Always. It was written for and premiered by the South Sound Saxophone Ensemble last year in October. It's been about a year. And it traces a kind of classic, almost Beethoven-like dramatic arc from dark to light. But the wrinkle is it's kind of a psychological, or it's kind of a chronicling of struggles with mental health. And the last movement that we're going to play, or the movement we're going to play, is the final movement titled Morning. And it's, you'll hear a musical and kind of figurative sunrise kind of coming up on a new day.
Mm, I love it. It's beautiful music by Shane Valley. Morning Comes Always. The movement is called Morning, and we're hearing today from the Portland Saxophone Ensemble on All Classical Radio's Thursdays at 3.
Thank you.
Do you know, I think we're going to have 12 saxophones on the show regularly.
That sounds great.
That was music written by that guy right there, Shane Valley. The work is called Morning Comes Always. And we heard the last movement called Morning.
Correct.
Because it comes.
The sun comes up.
Always. Yeah. It's beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Shane is kind of the wrangler of the Portland saxophone ensemble.
Word for it, yes. Okay.
And you guys have played at Chamber Music Northwest for the last three, four
yeah,
years?
3 years.
This last summer you played the music we're going to hear next, Bartok,
yes.
Romanian Folk Dances. So they don't have anything in the calendar right now, but somebody should book them for something.
Yes, please.
You can find out more about the Portland Saxophone Ensemble at Shane's website, which is shanevalleymusic.com, V-A-L-L-E. music.com. You can find about the whole the saxophone ensemble and Shane's own compositions there, because you write a lot for saxophone. The instrument itself is not that old, right? So
It was invented in the 1860s, and so it was kind of right during the heyday of a lot of sort of the romantic era of classical music, but the saxophones didn't quite get on board, and so most of our music is from the last 100 years.
Right. So thank you for writing more.
Yes.
But a lot of what you guys write are transcriptions or adaptations,
yes.
And the thing that we're going to hear next was adapted by Will Pyle, right here, who's playing the soprano saxophone. And speaking of soprano saxophone, I'm wondering if we could hear a demonstration of each of the saxes, because there's 5 different kinds of saxophones on stage today, and we'll start from top to bottom. Is that okay? Okay, so Will is going to play the soprano saxophone. So, otherwise known as the Kenny G saxophone, I know. Yeah. Yeah, there you go. Who's going to play alto saxophone? Okay, uh-huh. Classic sax. Tenor sax, Shane. Nice. How about a baritone saxophone? And one thing we have on the show, which I have actually never seen before, is a bass saxophone. We're talking about the age of the saxophone as an instrument. The bass saxophone that's on stage today is 100 years old.
Yeah, 100 years old.
Incredible. It's like the Stradivarius of saxophones, I suppose. I'm so glad that you guys are here today. And is there anything else we should know about this ensemble? I feel like you should come back every week and at least play the theme, if not, like, just entertain us weekly on Thursdays at 3.
We could probably swing every other week.
Okay. Like it.
But the Portland Saxophone Ensemble, other than being instrumentalist, I think we represent a pretty broad swath of society. We have, musicians here, but we also have primary school instructors. We have paralegals. We have urban planners. We have folks in tech support. We have service industry folks. And I mean, we all share a love of the saxophone and this particular sort of musical corner of it, but I think we all like hail from lots of different backgrounds.
And I love that. It means you're playing for the thrill of it, for the joy of it, right? Mm-hmm. And I can really feel that in the ensemble here today. Thank you all for being here. So Will has arranged Romanian Folk Dances by Béla Bartók. This is going to be familiar to our audience, I think, but is there anything else that you would like to share about this piece?
Yeah, just briefly, it was written in 1915, originally for solo piano. Bartók soon thereafter arranged it for string orchestra. And Will's arrangement takes a lot of cues from that version. There's a lot of similarity, actually, between a string orchestra and a saxophone ensemble in that they're both made up of sort of a homogeneous set of instruments, and so they blend really well together. And so this piece is made up of 6 interconnected movements. They're very brief. The character ranges from sassy, sometimes stern, sometimes icy, definitely a little bit of comedy in there, and it's all packed within 5 or 6 minutes, so it's a really fun musical ride.
And I'm so glad to hear classical saxophone in the spotlight. I love me some jazz saxophone. Oh, yeah. Don't get me wrong, but I feel like that's so much easier to find out in the world than classical sax. So keep at it. I'm going to hold you to returning to Thursdays at 3, okay?
Please.
Okay. So wrapping up their appearance today are six Romanian folk dances by Béla Bartók. It is the Portland Saxophone Ensemble today on All Classical Radio's Thursdays at 3.
Thank you.
Absolutely amazing. Romanian Folk Dances by Béla Bartók, played by the Portland Saxophone Ensemble. I want to thank the members by name: Will Pyle, Mark Pipes, Shane Valley, Michael Smith, Lana White, Nick Graham, Orion Boughton, Jake Jewell, Bo Haygood, Shelby Evans, Caleb Swisher, and Jennifer Tran, filling out the 12 saxophones on the Portland Saxophone Ensemble's appearance here on All Classical Radio's Thursdays at 3. I'm Krista Wessel. Thanks for being here today. And as we prepare for the second half of today's show, I want to let you know you can always see what's coming up on Thursdays at 3 at our website, allclassical.org. You can even sign yourself up to be in the studio audience. Again, that is allclassical.org. Born in New Jersey, but raised in southern Italy, Luigi Boccia developed a passion for singing in childhood. He earned his master's degree in musicology, then studied performing arts at the Juilliard School, and served as resident artist at the Academy of Vocal Arts in Philadelphia for 2 years, and then he went on to teach Italian through operatic libretti at Columbia University. Then all of that changed, and we'll talk more about that change a bit later. But first, Luigi Boccia sings about change in the first tune that he shares with us today by Jessica Pratt. It's called The Last Year. Luigi Boccia joins pianist David Safford on Thursdays at 3.
It's come to this, 'cause I am exactly what you said, and better off than dead. Can't get me out of my own bed. You'd wonder if ever there's been hope for me. I think it's gonna be fine. I think we're gonna be together, and the storyline goes forever, and the distances I can see, it's you and me. I'm gone with all the changes in my mind. Out of luck and out of time. And would you say the past no longer quite as near as you'd like? And it's gonna hurt you now, 'cause I am exactly what you said. The tears have all been shed. Can watch the headlights from my bed. The chapter's at end and I'll be holding tight. I think it's gonna be fine. I think we're gonna be together, and the storyline goes forever, and the distances I can see, it's you and me. I'm gone with all the changes in my mind. La 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 la
It's called The Last Year by Jessica Pratt, and it was sung by Luigi Boccia, joined at the piano by David Safford. I started by talking about Luigi's background, his schooling, his opera background. Then I referenced that all of that changed. It's like you found a different voice in a way. Can you walk us through that change, and perhaps as it relates to your upcoming concert called Luigi Sings Change? So what changed?
Many things changed throughout the course of my life. And I think that most of the change has to do with the identity that I've given myself and that I am comfortable with, or the identities that others give me and that I am comfortable with. And realize that we are much more than just that. We are many things. We have the potential to explore, to learn more about ourselves. And so I know that when I have suppressed or ignored my curiosity or my desire to learn new things about me for too long, I feel misaligned with myself. And so I know that that's the time to wear a new pair of sunglasses and see the world through a different lens and see myself through a different lens.
So as you were training for this classical operatic career, did you feel pigeonholed and that was who you were? Is that what you're saying?
Our voices are identity. And in many ways, we are complex human beings. So I think that I'm very grateful for the training I received and for all the things that I have learned. But I think that when we explore ourselves, we could also explore our voices and find different voices for different purposes. And so I did feel the need to expand my expressive range as well.
Yeah, and you know, life as an opera singer is demanding, right? You're on the road, and maybe that's counter to what you want in life.
That is true. For me, it was mostly the loneliness or the solitude of this type of career. I love sharing with people, and I'm a gregarious person. I love to be part of a community and contribute to that community. But a lot of times the life of the performing artist is a lonely endeavor. And so I had to be honest with myself that after a few years and having tried that, that was not necessarily going to be sustainable or fulfilling for me long term. So I decided to wear a new pair of sunglasses.
Right. And and now you're helping your partner run Brooklyn Tweed, is that right?
Yes. So my husband and I run a knitwear design company called Brooklyn Tweed. We have been doing that for 15 years. And while cultivating our passion for music and other things on the side. And very recently, we have right-sized the amount of responsibilities that we have towards this small business, and that has really opened up a lot of space for me to continue with my music exploration.
Oh, I love that. And by the way, your husband was just on Thursdays at 3 a couple of weeks ago. Jared Flood sang with the boyfriend. No, not the boyfriends.
With boyfriends.
Just boyfriends. He's here right now laughing. So a musical family and exploring where your heart takes you instead of being pigeonholed. I love this.
Absolutely.
So you've got the concert coming up on September 27th called Luigi Sings Change, songs about change. Mm-hmm. And in that regard, can you set up this next piece of music by Wesley Blood?
Mm-hmm. Yes. The song is called A Lot's Gonna Change. And it captured my imagination because while it's a song about climate change and how sensitive and critical of a topic that is, she reminds us that we got what it takes in our lifetime, and that's really all we can focus on, and that we have the power of choice. We may not have a solution yet, but it doesn't mean that we won't have a solution. And just in general about the amount of change that happens in our lifetime, a lot is going to change. And I just turned 45, I'm 45 years old, and I realize that I've gone through so many transformations. And so this song expresses that also from a musical standpoint, there are so many interesting harmonic modulations and changes of rhythm. And I've challenged the incomparable David Safford at the piano by basically not giving him a score for this and asked him to figure it out. And he did.
He is incomparable, that is for sure. David Safford and Luigi Boccia now sing music by Wesley Blood. A lot's gonna change on All Classical Radio's Thursdays at 3.
If I could go back to a time before now, before I ever fell down, go back to a time when I was just a boy, when I had the whole world gently wrapped around. Taken away, if I still believe that hearts don't lie, you were gonna be just fine. But babe, a lot's gonna change. Stick around, it's high time you learn to get by. Cause you've got what it takes.
You're melting my heart. That's Luigi Boccia with pianist David Safford singing A Lot's Gonna Change, music by Wesley Blood, in advance of Luigi's concert on Saturday, September 27th at the Old Church in downtown Portland. You can find out more at his website, luigibocca, B-O-C-C-I-A, Com. The concert's called Luigi Boccia. Luigi Sings Change. So songs about change from top to bottom. And I saw on the promo materials music by Nina Simone, Joni Mitchell, and a few special guests. Do you want to spill any secrets here?
Yes, I am so excited to talk about this. Speaking of sharing the endeavor and sharing with an audience, but also with people you love and people who are also have a gift to share with others. I'm so honored to be joined by some dear friends. Naomi Laviolette, who played my concert last year. My dear friends, Jenny Mosier, Jess Smith, Cyrus Brown. My husband, Jared, as well, will join me in one of the pieces. And the reason why I'm so excited about this is because I believe in the tide that lifts all boats, mm-hmm. and that's particularly true for artists and people who devote themselves to creative endeavors. Sometimes it can feel a little lonely, and encouragement from your peers and encouragement from other artists goes a long way in helping us bring the beauty of our gifts and the beauty of our talents. And when we share, other people may feel inspired to share that way.
I feel like there's just going to be a bunch of love on the stage that night, right?
I hope so. And you know, in that vein, I would like to say that everyone obviously is welcome. And if for anyone out there, the price ticket is a barrier, I would urge anyone to send me an email. It's just my first and my last name, luigiboccia@me.com, and I would love to help anyone out.
Oh,
we'll figure something out.
You've got a heart of gold. Luigiboccia.com, B-O-C-C-I-A, is his website. You can probably get in touch through that website.
Yes.
Well, and find out more about this concert on Saturday the 27th at the Old Church in downtown Portland. You mentioned Naomi Laviolette joined you for your last concert, which is called Luigi Sings Bittersweet.
Mm-hmm.
And I noticed that that's streaming on your website right now, too.
Yes.
So is this a theme of yours, Luigi Sings? Enter theme here? Yeah.
Yes. This idea came from talking with my dear friend David Peterson, who is also the producer of this concert and has been a great encourager behind the scenes. I was telling David that over the years, no matter how many different things Jared and I would do, people would say, Jared knits, Luigi sings. So I just accepted that and thought, you know, it may be the way to go. It gives me a chance to fill in the dots with anything, really. Bittersweet was a book by... I'm spacing on her name. It will come back. But it was a beautiful book that I read, and it inspired me to do a whole concert of songs and selections that were based on Bittersweet. Susan Cain.
Okay,
that's her name. Thank you. And then Change was really the result of foreseeing many changes in the last year in my personal and in my professional life, and with the help of my therapist, who sadly is no longer around, I found this beautiful song by Nina Simone, "Everything Must Change," and if you love Nina Simone, please look up this song. Her rendition just went straight to my heart, and I thought, this is it. I'm just beating around the bush here, trying to come up with clever names, but really, what I really need to sing about is change.
And change is invigorating, it's energizing, it's revitalizing in a lot of ways, and it puts you right here on this stage today. So
absolutely.
Thank you for embracing change in your life, and I'm so glad to have you here today. This last tune that you're going to sing for us, you're singing in Italian, which makes me so happy because I can hear this accent from your boyhood. You spent how many years in Italy? Before
my entire life, I always like to joke. I say I was accidentally born in New Jersey. that should not reflect poorly on my mom. It was planned. But my dad is 100% Italian. My mom is the daughter of Italian immigrants. So They married in New Jersey. My mom was finishing school, so they had me. And I went back to Italy that I was 6 months old.
Oh, wow.
And my mom really never spoke English with me. Otherwise, I would have a Jersey accent. I'm okay with this one.
Right, exactly. So in Italian, you're going to sing a song called Che Sarà.
Che Sarà. Mm-hmm.
But not the Doris Day Che Sarà, Sarà. Nope. This. Tell us about this one.
This song is very dear to my heart. In many ways, I chose it because it's an autobiographical song. I left my hometown when I was 25 years old to come to the States. That was truly a bittersweet moment because mm-hmm. all of my childhood memories were there. I learned how to sing in that town and many other things. I was at the stage in life where that town really couldn't offer me the opportunities that I was seeking. And in the feeling described in the song is someone who is leaving this old town. My town is probably 3,000 years old, which is normal for Italy. But and realizing that there isn't really much going on, and that you are leaving with this hope that you could do so many things. And there is a line in the lyrics that says, "I know how to do everything, or perhaps nothing at all, but it will be." Whatever it will be, we'll find out. So being open to change and whatever path life presents you with, and explore the many things you are.
It will be whatever it will be. I love it. Luigi Boccia, thank you so much for being here today. And David Safra, thank you for sitting so quietly over there in the corner.
He said, thank you.
I like him. The concert is Saturday the 27th. Luigi Sings Change at the Old Church.
Thank you so much for having us. It's been an honor.
Oh,
thank
my you. Pleasure. Luigi Sings Che Sarà on All Classical Radios, Thursdays at 3.
Paese mio che stai sulla collina, disteso come un vecchio addormentato, la noia, l'abbandono, il niente son la tua malattia. Paese mio, ti lascio e vado via. Che sarà, che sarà, che sarà? Che sarà della mia vita, chi lo sa? So far tutto, forse niente, da domani si vedrà. E sarà, sarà quel che sarà. Gli amici miei son quasi tutti via, e gli altri partiranno dopo me. Peccato, perché stavo bene in loro compagnia, ma tutto passa, tutto se ne va. Che sarà, che sarà, che sarà, che sarà della mia vita, chi lo sa? Come porto la chitarra e se la notte piangerò, una nenia di paese suonerò. Amore mio, ti bacio sulla bocca, che fu la fonte del mio primo amore. So, ma so soltanto che ritornerò. Che sarà, che sarà, che sarà, che sarà della mia vita, chi lo sa?
mi si vedrà e sarà, sarà quel che sarà. So far tutto, forse niente, da domani si vedrà e sarà, sarà quel che sarà.
Luigi, you're going to come back, too. I'm going to have the 12 saxophones back. I'm going to have you back on the show. Luigi Boccia is previewing Luigi Sings Change, Saturday, September 27th at the Old Church in downtown Portland. That was Que Será, and you can hear it again at his concert on the 27th. There's more information at Luigi Boccia, BOCCIA.com. What a fantastic program today. I really enjoyed myself. How about you guys? These guys clearly had fun. You can sign yourself up to be in the studio audience for a future Thursdays at 3 at our website, allclassical.org, where you can always find out more about what's coming up on the show. Also at that website, we will archive today's program for the next 2 weeks. You can listen on demand at allclassical.org. Thursdays at 3 was today broadcast live from the Irving Levin Performance Hall, and our audio engineers were Dylan Bodnarik and Kirsten Volness. I'm Krista Wessel. Before David Safford plays us out today, I want to remind you that it's your support of All Classical Radio that makes this show and this entire radio station possible, so thank you for your generous contribution to this service.